Good morning and welcome everyone this morning. Just wanted to make a couple brief announcements beforehand concerning the pancake and sausage breakfast that we usually have. Of course, because of the coronavirus, we will not be having pancake and sausage meal, but there are the school is having, the PTL is having a sausage sale, and if you look at our website and the school's website, there's order forms there. If you'd like to pre-order, please check that out. For some of you, might have brought a sausage order form back. Lyndon and I got a manila envelope out there. If you have a sausage order form, we'll put that in the manila envelope, and when I go out to school, I'll take it out to school and drop it off there. Probably a wise idea for you to call Kim and say, hey, pastor's bringing stuff in, because I'll forget it's in my bag and I'll come back here and then have to make another trip out. Also, challenge committee. There's some challenge committee things out on the gray shelf if you'd like to do that. On January 26th, Tuesday, they're having a fundraiser through Monocle's Pizza in Clinton. So if you want to check that out. 20% of the sales go to the school, kind of like the Culver's Day. So there's that. And they're still in search of sponsors for the pancake and sausage event, and I'm not sure how they're planning on handle that, but I think they're planning on maybe making stickers for the table. What was a table sponsor, they put some stickers and put it on the bag as they take the bags out to the automobiles for pickup. So if you're interested in sponsoring a table or being a sponsor of the event, please contact Elizabeth Rage or look on the school's Facebook page, the church's Facebook page, and or the shelf out here at church for those sheets and forms. And that's enough for now, because we are time to turn our hearts and minds to worship. Let's open our bulletins to our opening hymn as we begin.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, January 24th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Brian and Pam Featon and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 730, What is the World to Me? Hymn 730, found in the Lutheran service book. Joanne Marlin is sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in memory of Florence Schrader's birthday on January 25th and in honor of Brett and Blake Marlin's birthday on the same day. The Opperman and Brunson families are sponsoring the radio broadcast today with joy and thanksgiving to God Almighty for the gift of our son and grandson, John Lucas Brunson.
rise. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue now with our responsive psalm, Psalm number 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation.
He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken.
How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence?
They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse.
For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him.
He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken.
On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God.
Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath.
Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them.
Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love.
For you will render to a man according to his work.
To God on high. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The readings for the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, the Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Jonah, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review, in regards to Christian questions and their answers, how many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 29th verse. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 856, O Christ Who Called the Twelve, 856, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Morning's sermon, no doubt you've seen the insert of the Zion's Light this morning. So I'm stepping outside of the liturgical year and preaching on the sermon, the theme for Life Sunday, which is from invisible to indispensable. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. He was a young man. At least, he felt young in his head. He was really more middle-aged, if middle-aged meant you were going to live to be 100. But the evidence before him in the hospital room didn't give much hope of him living that long. His dad wasn't that old. His dad was dying. He thought it was funny. Not ha-ha funny. Just funny in the sense of the word that means I don't know what to make of all of this. The unreality of the reality that was sitting before him. Dads aren't supposed to get weak like this. Grandparents, yes, that's kind of expected. Grandparents die. That's normal. But not this. It's different. It's different. I mean, you visit your grandparents, he thought. They're present, but they've been old ever since you were born, haven't they? Now his world was narrowing down to chauffeuring parents back and forth to doctor's appointments, figuring out insurance, taking turns in a hospital room, sitting up all night long, catching sleep in a chair, getting up to grab a shower in the morning at somebody else's house, and then go to work, do it all over again. He could remember this man in his mind the day when his father got old to him. Not real old, just not young anymore. He caught his dad limping. Man looks over at the bed and across the bed, out the window into the dark of night. The street lights were on. The parking deck was lit up. It was that harsh orange-yellow light of parking deck lights. They glowed brightly, illuminating the signs that were announcing that the parking deck was going to be closed, even though it was snowing. He thought, great. Now I'll have to park out in the lot and walk through the slush. He always disliked himself for having those kinds of thoughts. And Dad begins to fight the air and complain that the workers are tearing out the wall and he can't see the TV. There's no sense trying to reason with him. The medicines are making him talk out of his head. The IV starts its screeching beep all over again. Bag's half full, so it's time to convince Dad that he has to straighten out his arm to unkink the tube. Dad has to go to the bathroom again. The man tries to pretend that holding the urinal bottle for his dad is no big deal. You do what you gotta do at times like. Never in his wildest imaginations did the man ever think that he'd have to take a time to clean his father's private parts. Dad fights the air again. He's dying. He knows he's dying. And he doesn't want to die. It's soul-destroying. Not because his dad is dying. That's in God's hands. It's because of his own thoughts. The man's mind drifts. He'd felt for years that his dad was kind of a jerk. You know that generation where dads get everything that they want and everyone caters to dad and dad expects it. His TV show, what he wants for a meal. Drop everything, even your friends, and go out and help with the chores around the house or some home repair that needs to be done. It's then that the man realizes that all he could really ever see was himself. Dad, even Mom, were just titles of people whose full lives were invisible to him. He understood, finally, that each relationship was judged by his own standards and not by its own merits. That's kind of soul-crushing to realize. And what was even more burdensome to his spirit were the thoughts that he had that he just didn't want to have. In the dark room, he could remember the days when in anger he'd wished his dad just wasn't around. It's very easy to push away when you know that deep down the one you're pushing away isn't really going to go anywhere. More than once, he'd secretly hoped that if Dad was going to die, and Dad was, the cancer was eating his blood, and there was no coming back for that. But he wished if he was going to die, he'd die fast enough so he wouldn't leave Mom destitute from all of the bills. God, his mind cried out, "Why am I the one who's such a jerk? Forgive me. Protect me. Fix me." The man thinks, "Me? Me, I'm praying for me. I can't even pray for my dad, my mom, my brother. It's downright damnable that death is coming. And everyone's invisible but himself." His shoes are off. There's bustling going on at the nurse's station. Dad has drifted off to sleep, and the man knows at a very gut level that this is what the preacher means when he says sin. What confirmation classes meant when the pastor tried to tell him that sin means you're curved in on yourself. What sermon after sermon began to settle into his heart and mind. Oh God, I'm a sinner. Do something. The Life Sunday theme is from invisible to indispensable. The theme points at the invisible members of our society, the embryo, the suffering, those who perceive them as themselves as invisible to the society and people around them. All of that's true. Life is not to be invisible to us. Life is always to be held as indispensable to us. And if we're speaking of perceptions, each of us hold invisible things that are racing around or settling around inside of us. Christians are not immune from the suffering that goes on in the world. We're not immune from sin, but it is my perception, at least, though, that we as a group of people tend to keep those emotions inside of us, where they're invisible. Because it's not polite to burden others with our own thoughts, our internal realities. And even if we do they really want to listen? Do they really want to hear? Do they care? We wonder how somebody's view of us would change if they knew our real thoughts. Be our thoughts purposeful or unbidden and unlooked for? Even among Christians are the thoughts, can't someone die? And all of the hours I pour into them be over? I'm at the end. I can't take it anymore. Each of those are dreadful thoughts that we never wish to have, but they pop into our minds. Even if our only true desire is to see a loved one's suffering end, still the thoughts are very disturbing. We don't ask for them. We don't want to have them, but oftentimes they're just there. And Christians too have unplanned pregnancies. We're not exempt from the thoughts of having an abortion, or exempt from even going all the way and having one. In Christianity, there are even parents who are married because of a pregnancy. And after a fight, even after decades of marriage, they're finding themselves wishing that the life they had wasn't. And there are kids in Christianity who figure out that they were conceived before their parents were married. And laying in their beds, listening to their parents' anger at one another, they feel that it's their fault. And everyone's life would just be better if they hadn't been born, or they just weren't there. You see, kids often own guilt that's not their own, that doesn't belong to them. Friends in Christ, let me tell you, it's at those times that the invisible becomes truly indispensable. Please let me attempt to carry you from your invisible self to that other indispensable invisible. Because our God is the invisible indispensable. The one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is the God who speaks into our turmoil, who comforts us when the invisible thoughts accuse us again and again. He is the God who speaks forgiveness and life into our souls. He is the one who speaks that into us when we reproach ourselves, sinner, you're nothing but a sinner. He is the God who speaks to us through His called servant. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, yes, it is so. You are forgiven. The invisible God relieves us of all of our invisible burdens through His very visible and His very indispensable Son. As St. Paul writes, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Jesus all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, His church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn of the dead, that in Him everything, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Jesus the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through Jesus God chose to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on the earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. And you? You, says Paul, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in the body of His flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless above reproach before Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven. The man went to his father's grave. It's hard to believe your dad's there. It was an odd feeling when he realized that the grass was beginning to grow on the overturned dirt. Who would have thought you would appreciate some unknown cemetery district worker who spread the grass seed? It's as if the newly growing grass represents the healing process. Invisible workers, indispensable results. Dad's beyond this world. In glory, you don't hear mortal words anymore. With angels and archangels. And yet, from time to time, he still speaks to his dad. Just once in a while. The man sat in church on All Saints' Day. 10 months now. Pastor had been by the house once, but pastor's already moved on to other parishioners who are dying. His father's name was read, and the bell tolled, and the sound reverberated through his body, his alone, and it wasn't some "It's a Wonderful Life" foolishness. What are the words? His mind reached for them. His mind sought them out. That's right. Bells are still chiming and calling. Calling the young and old to rest. But above all, the soul distressed, longing for life everlasting. The man sat. The Bible had said it. The pastor repeated it and declared it. And as time went on, the shameful things got softer. "I'm forgiven." Dad had said it. The old man was right. "Son, you're forgiven." "Amen, Dad. Amen." And now may that peace, which passes all understanding, be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory. As in place of our regular offering time, we have an organ interlude.
You've been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard the Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on weekends at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on weekdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for the children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, you have created and breathed the breath of life into each of us. We ask of you these things this day. Let us consider all life valuable. Convince us that we ourselves are valuable, if for no other reason than that you created us. Forgive us the darker thoughts that we have, and give unto us the faith that trusts we are forgiven for our sins. Lead us all to speak out for those who are invisible and to those who feel invisible. Lord, in your mercy. Good and giving Lord, even as Carl and Sue Awe thank you for Carl's return home from the hospital, they also praise you for the birth of a great grandson, Berkeley Daniel, born to Dylan and Montana Shue. Lord, as Dylan thanks you this day for the celebration of his birthday, accept he and his family's thanksgiving also for the birth of a son. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, hear us as we pray for all the sick. First of all, we pray for those with new diagnoses, that their fears be allayed and their confidence strengthened. We ask that Debbie Hazley's husband Raymond be granted health and healing, and for Bob Holscutter's health as he battles fluid on his lungs. Grant continued care to Ruth Grelk and to Katrina Hillman's mother Rosemary, as Ruth and Rosemary continue to battle their COVID infections. Give these women the strength to rebound from their illnesses, even as we ask the same for Bob Presswood. Lord, in your mercy. God of all comfort, we your people implore you to give your comfort and your peace upon Sarah Pulse's sister-in-law, Tara, and Tara's family. Dear God, Tara and her family grieve the sudden and unexpected death of Tara's father, Kent. Reach out through your hands in this world to bring strength, peace, and comfort to Tara's family. Lord, in your mercy. Hear us, O Father, as we implore your blessings on our new president, Joseph Biden. Grant him a repentant, a wise, and a strong heart to lead our people in the paths you would have us go. Grant an end to partisan bickering and give unto our nation unity. Lord, in your mercy. These and all other petitions we bring before your throne of grace and mercy, praying the prayer your Son taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 397, As With Gladness Men of Old, hymn 397, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. A couple of our other announcements this morning. Again, just reiterating the challenge committee forms, which are on the gray shelf. If you'd like to get one of those, that's the Monocle's pizza form. We have some printed out and table sponsor forms are out in the annex. Also, there are sausage sale forms in the annex also. So sausage order forms, pre-order forms, and there's only pre-orders this year. There's nothing at the door. So if you'd like to get sausage, and I think they have ribs and liver and things like that, for those of you who like that kind of stuff, you can order that too. I think I noticed the liver was like 50 cents a something like. But anyway, those are out there if you want to get that. Please take a look and double check your Zion's Light. This Tuesday, I believe, is voters meeting. No, this Tuesday's council. Next Tuesday's voter. We got voters meeting coming up. Check your Zion's Light for the date on the voters meeting, which will be the installation of officers. And this week. Yeah, okay. I was right the first time. That's right. You're right. Yeah, okay. All right. The gray hair. I'm sorry. Let's see. So remember the voters meeting, and again, check your other announcements in your Zion's Light. And just a reminder that forgiven. The word is invisible, but its effects are indispensable. May the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Yeah.